West Coast 7XS, Mike O'Loughlin with you. Now, 2020 brings the 15th annual Panda Week. Now, since 2005, Panda's been leading the perinatal mental health sector in promoting the week to raise awareness about perinatal anxiety and depression, including signs to look for and where to go to seek support. Now, it's an important week, and there's been some studies done, and I think it's important to mention in a year when all of us have never felt more disconnected and anxious. New data from Panda's National Helpline reveals that the number of new parents calling their helplines more than doubled during the pandemic, 113%. Now, we've all heard this phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. Well, this particular data they've got shows that calls from parents with very young babies increased more than 40 times. Now, this comes as calls from parents with babies who are just home from hospital have increased from just 2 per month at the start of the year to more than 80 per month as a result of this pandemic. Now, Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Action Week, PANDA, is encouraging expecting and new parents to tell someone who cares. I love that for a name of the week. To reach out for support if they're struggling and find help or understanding their general experience. Must be just so tough. Nikki Badagol is the chairperson at Panda. I've got Nikki on the line. Good morning to you, Nikki. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be on.
Now, can you tell us more about the new data from Panda's National Helpline? This is quite serious.
Look, it is serious, and I'm calling from Melbourne, so, you know, I'm in the heart of it.
Absolutely.
What a difficult year it's been. What we've found is that perinatal anxiety and depression is always out there and affects actually 100,000 families every year, but we've just seen a massive increase this year at a time of uncertainty and challenge and anxiety and people losing control. And here in Melbourne, it being even harder with lacking visitors and lacking support and not being able to move outside your 5 kilometre zone. So we've actually been really, really overwhelmed by the support, but also incredibly grateful to the federal and various state governments for providing the funding that we need so that we can actually answer the calls and provide the support needed.
Well, Nikki, with that, you mentioned the word pandemic, and it's sticking with us all. Here in Tassie, we've been quite lucky, if that was the right word to use. But what toll has the pandemic really had on expecting and new parents?
Everybody thinks that bringing a new baby into the world is going to be the most joyous time of your life. And unfortunately, that's just not the case for many. And bringing a new baby into the world is actually very challenging and filled with anxiety and can trigger into a mental illness. So put on the pandemic on top of that and make people feel isolated, it just makes it even harder. And in fact, what you need when you're struggling is to have a support base. And so if you're isolated and you haven't been able to have people come to hospital and you can't have people come to your home, you can't even travel outside your 5 kilometre zone or whatever your zone might be to go and see your parents, or perhaps interstate, people just not being able to travel interstate to see new grandchildren or nieces and nephews. It's just been an incredibly isolating time for families across Australia.
Well, that is, and it just about answers the next question. How can people help their family or friends who they think may be struggling? It really is that, I love that the phrase, tell someone who cares.
Yeah, it's a beautiful phrase, and it was actually, we have over 300 community champions that support us at Panda, and so they help us design all of our materials, including the phrase that is being used for this week. And it really is telling someone who cares, because the minute you can actually speak to somebody, whether that be the Panda Helpline, whether that be a friend, whether it be your partner or parent, it doesn't actually matter who you speak to. It could be your GP. Just try and speak to somebody who cares and somebody who can help you find a way and get the help that you need.
Good call, Nikki. And what can someone expect then when they actually call Panda?
Well, if you call Panda, we have a really beautiful wraparound service where the person on the phone, the counsellor, will actually spend a long time getting to know you and asking you about your story, how you're feeling. And the typical first call can last for up to an hour. So we really do understand a lot about the caller and about what they're feeling. But then there's also follow-up calls too. So we're not just a one-time call service. We actually do follow-up, and we make sure that you are actually, or if you're calling on behalf of somebody, that you are getting the access to the help and the support that you need until the point in time that we feel that you are well-placed within the community and you're being looked after appropriately.
In that case, if someone's got a pen they're listening, grab hold of it and a piece of paper. Where can people go to for support and information?
Well, the first place you could go is the website, which is panda.org.au. Yep. And on the website, there's a whole lot of information about signs and symptoms and what to watch out for, whether that be yourself or whether that be a loved one. There's also a checklist, and the mental health checklist that we have on there is fantastic because it's a guided series of questions that you can answer, and it will provide some indication as to how you're tracking and that perhaps you may or may not need help. So that's another great resource. And then obviously we have the National Helpline, which Eastern Time runs from 9 a.m. till 7:30 p.m. Monday to Saturday. And that phone number is 1-300-726-306.
726-306. 1-300-726-306. How can people that the rest of us listening in support Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Action Week this week?
Oh, well, if you visit any of our social media pages, the Panda social media pages, there's a whole lot of information. If you can share and tell other people, share it with your community, that would be absolutely wonderful. We're also trying to raise money so that we can do some translation services. So all you need to do is visit the Panda Facebook page, the Panda website, the Panda Instagram, and there's a whole lot of ways that you can help, particularly sharing the message.
Oh, that's good news. There are so many ways they can actually get that help if they require it. So just remember, tell someone who cares. Nikki Battergold, chairperson at Panda. Gee, it's been good to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that was lovely. Thank you.
Excellent. No, thanks for that, really.